Last weekend with Klaus Bigert, who's a very old friend of mine, and he is very much interested in nuclear-free future for all our children and for the peace of the land, peace of future generations, because if some people had their way, there wouldn't be much in the way of genes left in the human gene pool. And so we were at the Red City Hall, and we did an awards ceremony, which also included a Russian colonel who blew the whistle on the atomic submarines. And so we have a song. I have written a verse for that. And it's about where I come from, where I live now, in Ontario. They buried some nuclear waste, and now it's leaching into the Great Lakes. So it's unfortunate because the fish eat in the weeds, and that becomes part of the fish. And naturally, as a fisherman, it would hurt you and your family. We are but plain and simple people living on a round shore from the hills of the Great Lakes waters rising up the grassy roots. But Daddy was a Great Lakes fisher. His dad before him once wondered. I worked the docks along the harbor from Thunder Bay down to the sea. Can't help but worry that those oilers, PCBs and the chemicals, they're like some dark and rolling shadow looming over the health of all. Atomic waste now in the water, very near where the fish do feed, and soon we're told don't eat too many, for the waste now in the weeds. I raise this song to the children and the waters of our self-respect, pray for health amidst our offspring. Makes one wonder and reflect. And pray for health amidst our offspring. Makes one wonder